An academic who was part of a Nobel Peace Prize winning campaign for a treaty against nuclear weapons says more needs to be done to help those dealing with the lingering effects of nuclear weapons testing. Matthew Bolton, who's the director of the International Disarmament Institute at New York's Pace University, says the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons requires rehabilitation and support for those affected. The treaty was signed by 122 countries last year, but none of the nuclear countries, including those who tested in the Pacific, have joined the treaty. Dr. Bolton recently travelled to Kirismas Island, where the British tested nuclear weapons, and says people are dealing with health and psychological effects from the tests, but have received little support. He told Jamie Tahana that with the countries that dropped the bombs doing nothing, other countries should fill the void.
There has been some compensation given to American veterans of the U.S. nuclear tests, and there has been limited compensation to some veterans elsewhere. But there's been very little help to the Kiribati people who were living on Christmas Island during the time of the tests. And they have pretty horrifying stories of their experiences during that time, and many of them attribute health problems that they have today to the testing. And many of their children and grandchildren also report health experiences that are consistent with having relatives exposed to ionizing radiation. And so one of the difficulties is that there hasn't been consistent monitoring of radiation levels. There was some studies done in the 70s and the 80s, but there hasn't been much follow-up. And so one of the things that we're trying to call on governments to help with is to help the people of Kiribati know better the situation that they're in. That there needs to be proper environmental kind of studies and public health kind of studies and monitoring that is ongoing and can give people the information they need.
So the locals there are experiencing what, higher rates of leukemia, similar with sort of other nuclear veterans or people who have been in similar areas? And what treatment do they have there? Because it's a very small hospital on Kirismas. Do they even have an oncology doctor or whatever?
So it's difficult to tell because there hasn't been sort of systematic data gathering. And that's one of the things that I think is really important, that there needs to be, you know, systematic assistance to help that information be gathered. So we're sort of identifying a gap. People themselves are reporting problems, but there hasn't been a kind of sufficient attention to helping them with that. And of course, as you point out, there isn't an oncology unit at the hospital on Christmas Island. People have to go to like Hawaii, or they have to go to New Zealand, but that's expensive and involves a lot of travel. If you're sick, you might not want to go that far, and it also involves a visa for some people, particularly going to the United States.
Yeah, so that lack of research into this must make it difficult for Kiribati in terms of claiming compensation or aid for this or whatever, when the countries that dropped the bomb continued to insist that it was clean and that every measure was taken to prevent this. Of course, we've argued sort of through various courts that these high rates of cancers and whatever can't be proven to be directly related to the nuclear tests.
Yes. So one of the things that the new treaty does, which I think is very helpful, is it takes the conversation out of a kind of litigation framing and into a humanitarian framing. And so rather than seeing this as a kind of fight in a courtroom over what exactly forensically happened and who is to blame for that, the framing is about how are people who were affected, how are they suffering, how are they coping, how can we support that coping, how can we assist them and give them the information they need. It isn't just about the effect of ionizing radiation. There's also a kind of psychological impact of having witnessed, you know, detonations, the kind of long-term anxiety of fearing what might be there waiting for you in your bloodstream, the kind of cultural trauma that this does, the harm to the land, the harm to the animals and the plants and your environment, and the sense that there has been this great trauma, not only to yourself, but also to your island and to your people. And what we're calling for is a framing of harm that is more expansive, more inclusive, and more humanistic than one that would be kind of found in a courtroom. And that means also because nuclear weapons, this treaty frames nuclear weapons as an affront to all of us, to an affront to the principles of humanity and our public conscience. And that means also then that it is the responsibility of all of us to address this. It's not just a problem of the victim and the perpetrator, but all of us who are people and who have a sense of humanity have an obligation to those who have been harmed in all of the ways that human beings and their environments can be harmed.
But should it not be a responsibility for the perpetrator that detonated these radiative weapons to pay for the cleanup or the costs or whatever, which is what the Kiribati and Fiji veterans are arguing right now? Kind of, they're not even part of this treaty. They boycotted the negotiations for it, I guess, is it?
Yes. So, absolutely. I mean, it should be on them to have a special responsibility to assist those that they have harmed. But in the same way that it's one thing to have something be written into a treaty, and it's another thing to make sure that it occurs. And so the research that we were doing in Kiribati and also Fiji, and talking with survivors, talking with associations, and talking with government officials who have been involved in trying to address this issue, we are trying to understand what can be done and to put some pressure and focus and attention on the harms that have been done and what needs to be done in the future. It's a scandal. It's a travesty that the deep-seated racism of Britain and the US and France imposed the costs of their nuclear programs on indigenous peoples and peoples that they had colonial control over. And now is the time to, I mean, it's always been the time, but now especially we have a kind of normative framework to deal with this. And so all of us need to chip in to try to help those who are in Kiribati, in Fiji, in French Polynesia, and Marshall Islands, that those places particularly have suffered the consequences of the kind of Cold War nuclear politics.
The director of the International Disarmament Institute at New York's Pace University, Matthew Bolton.